This is the Wiser Than Yesterday podcast. Your hosts, Sam Harris and Nicholas Farik, digest the most interesting, informative, and topical books, giving you their biggest insights. We expose different perspectives and tools to look at the world to make you wiser than yesterday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Wiser Than Yesterday podcast. My name is Nico. As usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Sam. And today, we're going to be discussing the book, The Game, by Neil Strauss. If you heard the last episode, we said we were going to discuss a book called Invisible Women. But because of time constraints, we chose another book, which was way shorter.
And also like the complete opposite.
Exactly.
I had to have sex with women as quickly as possible, as opposed to had to liberate women from their oppressions.
It's true that you can't find two more opposing books than those. Yeah. I would say, yeah. So yeah, Sam, what was your impression of the book?
Yeah, well, I guess it is quite polarizing, even if you're reading it. Like, my flatmate was like, "Why are you reading that?" Like, he got really annoyed with me. I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm not just trying to have sex with women and like abandon them. It's just an interesting book about like how people's minds work and like how you can be a better salesman and make people like you and stuff. And like, it's up to you to how you use it." So it was already interesting just like reading it and having it around, and like the effect it has on people. So I do think it's probably important that we make the point that we're not just trying to like sort of go on lots of one night stands and use women or something. Yeah. General interest, as in the same way, like I read 50 Shades of Grey, not because of I'm super into that sort of that sort of literature, but because it was just really interesting to like learn from a meta level about like, why did someone write this? Who were the people reading it? And like, what are they getting from it and stuff? And like, it's just sort of interesting to study. So we'd just like say that part. Then what are the lessons from it? I guess as a book for picking up women and stuff, it seems like he's showing off a little bit, if you know what I mean. As in, he doesn't necessarily give you a bunch of exercises or actually teach you half of the methods he's talking about. He kind of alludes to lots of things that he does and shows off about how good he is. Like when he picks up Britney Spears with his amazing ability to like cold read people, but he never gives you a proper lesson on how to cold read people, and you're like, well, that's great, but what do I do now? And it's a bit weird in some ways, as in he kind of shows off, and so it got a lot of attention because of how good he was, and it does kind of really motivate you to feel a bit more empowered to go and do things, but then it doesn't really give you all the tools you need, essentially. I felt, and it's just like a very interesting story about how this guy went from being like crap at picking up women to like getting involved in this weird community and starting this mental like mansion full of guys that were just trying to pick up chicks, and this weird world he gets caught up in. And then it also is kind of good in that it then goes into how messed up all their lives become because they're doing this, and actually finding true love is more important. So it's actually kind of a nice story in some ways, even though people kind of think of it as a bad thing. But yeah, my overall impressions were sort of a bit torn, and especially because I've read a few other books in similar areas that I felt were more useful about shaping you as like a human and just making you into like an attractive person just by kind of working on your personality, which I think is a much more important thing. Mm-hmm. So in some ways it was kind of bad, but it was very useful, especially as in it was like the first book I read in that. So it definitely felt really good the very first time I read it. Whereas like reading it now, I'm a bit like, oh, actually, it's missing lots of things. Anyway, I've been quite vague with this. were your thoughts?
Perhaps we should start with like a very short summary about what the book is about, because you've said some parts. But
yeah, I've alluded to lots of things without saying exactly what it is in case you don't know what we're talking about.
So I'll try and give a short introduction of the book. So Neil Strauss, the author, starts by getting in touch with people that are in the pickup artist scene, basically. And so he decides he's a very average looking guy, not that very good with women, hasn't had a great success with women, and he's a journalist. So he writes articles about different kinds of topics. And he gets asked to write an article about this scene, these people that make picking up women into some kind of lifestyle and a sport and a science, basically. And so the book basically tells his adventures from the start until the point where he decides he doesn't want to be involved in the lifestyle anymore. And so it's true that it's not really like a book on how to seduce women, because apparently there's another book which gives you all the different steps and all the different methodologies you need to use. And so this book is more of a story about a man who is inside the community and using the tools described in another book or another like a bunch of websites to seduce women and all the adventures these resulted. And for me, reading the book, I found it extremely entertaining. I was like looking forward to continuing listening because I quite often had to laugh out loud because some of the things are so insane and so crazy or so simple that it's almost funny, or how well the things he says and does work on women. So yeah, I found the book really entertaining. So he starts off with learning the process of picking up women. And then at some point, he and other pickup artists basically moving together into Project Hollywood. It's like a mansion somewhere in LA. And there he tells about how everything basically gets screwed over by personalities and people realizing that picking up women is not everything. And it seems like everyone basically becomes incredibly unhappy. And for this reason, this follows in nicely with the other books we discussed, which is The Elephant in the Brain and Why Buddhism is True. Because I think men have an urge to have sex with as many women as possible, because that is the best way to get your genes across to the next generation, basically. Maximize the number of females you have sex with. And so we have an urge to do that and to seduce women and to have sex with them and to make sure that, try and make sure that our genes survive, basically. And so it's extremely gratifying to go out, find a girl, and then get her into your bed. But what the book also says by the end is, and it shows it, that this is might be gratifying, but it does make you happy. And so there's a big difference between this instant gratification and then the long-term happiness.
Yeah, then you kind of want to be understood and like actually have like a longer relationship or something. And yeah, having this satisfies you at a deeper level. Same with like the, he talks about like you sort of see a donut and you want to eat it instantly, but like you shouldn't be able to have donuts on all the time available to you. It's like you kind of, but you wouldn't exist in the olden times with like constant new women that you could always be having sex with. You kind of be in your tribe and you'd actually sort of have to sort of settle with like a one or two or something, and you wouldn't just like have this weird world that we now live in. And so it's a sort of, it's a drive that every time there is a new woman, you sort of should be maybe attracted to try and do this, but like it's not a sensible strategy now if you live in a city surrounded by millions of women. It's like if you tried to have sex with every woman you saw, it would be like chaos, and it's totally not a good thing. And it's also, I think, the environment that they sort of live in as well. It's kind of like constant like trying to show off to each other and like dominance and sort of trying to get girls from different between them, and it's like they kind of break all their own social boundaries that they try to set up and kind of just make a mess of everything. It's a bit weird. Yeah, so what do you think were the kind of lessons that you learned from this book?
For me, it's a reinforcement of my belief that people are machines and we're basically governed by algorithms, and so we don't really choose what we do. Our conscious self rationalizes the actions we take.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think this is shown in the reactions of the women that get seduced and end up having sex with the author of the book, with Neil Strauss. They have sex with him, and afterwards they try to rationalize why they did it.
Yeah.
Because they cannot consciously grasp why they feel so attracted to him. And for me, this is fairly key in today's society, because companies and people are getting better and better at understanding what triggers human beings. And so what these pickup artists have done is they've turned seducing women into a science. So they know exactly, okay, I need to do this, 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 and that. And let's say 95% of the women will not be able to say no to me after I take these steps. And so I think this is the same with, for example, the Dorito case. I don't know if I told you this, but I read that Doritos, they invested $15 million into designing the Dorito chip. And so as human beings in today's society, we are being bombarded with people and companies who have analyzed human behavior and know exactly which buttons to push in order to get us to want something. And so for me, what I again learned from this is that, I mean, it's the same story. It's why are certain games or certain foods so addictive? Is because the companies that design these games and these foods know how to make them addictive. And it's the same with the pickuping or the picking up women. It is these guys have figured out how to press the buttons that make the girls want them without being to explain exactly why and how much and being able to stop themselves. For me, it's the same.
Yeah, especially that's like a psychology study of like, what are the things that sort of always get like a yes for the next thing, and to kind of like the kind of frog boiling in water analogy is sort of, they never really realize, they can't kind of go out and get a bit of perspective on what they're doing. It always seems kind of normal at the time. And it's just sort of, you just go along with what's happening, and they want to do it. Like, they're excited by what's going on kind of thing. It's not like they sort of are socially controlling them, which is why it's a bit of a divisive book, but they're controlling them in things that they do want to do. So it's very confusing. Yeah. And so I think what's useful about it is you can learn that, like he says, and there's many other things that you can do this besides with marketing, but you can also, you know, just make yourself more interesting for other people. If you want to like make friends with someone, or you want to have a good interview, or, you know, you want to like try and sell things, it's just sort of how to make yourself more socially acceptable instantly and just be able to like make friends with whoever you happen to be around and kind of get them to agree to do the things you kind of want to do. And how to, he also talks about like how to like establish dominance. If there's like a group of people and they kind of don't think that you're that cool, you can kind of instantly out cool other people if you just know the right things to say and do and how to behave. And those are really useful skills for anything besides just sort of trying to get people to sleep with you, if you like break them down and like learn them. I'd really like to know how many people have read this book and actually done the things that like it suggests, because it's quite hard to really do that much, isn't it? If it just makes people kind of like feel that they can do things and then they kind of go and just fail instantly. It'd be quite interesting.
Yeah. It definitely takes practice. And one of the key insights I got is the principle of negging.
Yeah, negging.
What Neil Strauss says in the book is that one of the key parts in seducing a woman from the point where you see them until they agree to go home with you is the neg. And a neg is basically a non-personal insult. So you don't insult them and make them angry, but you reduce their self-esteem and you make them feel bad about themselves. And so one of the ways you can do this, for example, is after a woman speaks, you offer her a chewing gum. Or some of the other examples is like a woman speaks and he tells the other people in the social group, he tells them like, oh, this is a loud one, isn't it? You know, yeah, so you offend them.
Undermine them a little
not
bit
directly,
like sort of elephant in the brainy kind of thing. You say something that sort of everyone can acknowledge is a bit annoying, but it's not that, like, you haven't said out loud something super rude, but it makes them sort of question a value kind of thing. But it just makes them kind of interested in you, and they kind of want to prove to themselves that they're better, which is super annoying. That like it is kind of like social engineering and being a bit of a dick, really. But then it actually kind of helps. And then also is in these sort of, he talks about making them have some interest in you by talking to the other people, so you don't seem so interested in them in general, and like they're more interested by people that aren't interested. So if you're too easy for anyone, like, it's never that interesting. So it's the same, like, women should read this book to like pick up guys as well, because if you're too needy and you're just like constantly focused on them, you're like, oh, this is the one, this is my favorite love, like, it's just a bit creepy, and like people don't like that when you sort of just focus all your attention on them too quickly. Like, it's not a challenge to, there's no like value in them trying to get you, because they've already got you. So they want things that are hard to get. So you have to like make it seem like you're interested in the other people in the group more than them, and make them feel like they need to prove to you that they're worth like having, which is again, something that like is a bit counterintuitive to if you kind of just sort of grow up with like that you should be really lovely and like you should see people and treat them like they're the most beautiful person and make them feel really special straight away, because obviously that's not very helpful if you just come across as needy and useless. So that was one. And like, I think it relates to, they call it the cat string theory. Like, you know how like cats, if you sort of have a string near them and they can't quite get it, they go bloody nuts. And he sort of talks about like, it's like that with women. If you sort of are nearly reachable, but you're not quite, they kind of, it just sort of like triggers a button in them. And it's the same with guys as well. They feel like they can just about get something, but you kind of always just move just before they get it. You kind of feel, you always feel like you have to like take the next step and just keep on going. And So I thought that was quite like a nice analogy that they came up with as a theory of like how people work. They sort of want stuff that they can't quite have, but they feel they should have. And it's just sort of, it kind of completely, they kind of forget about everything else. Like, you know, when you see the kitten with the cat string, it kind of forgets about the rest of the world around it and it just completely focuses on that thing. And I think it's, it's a good way of explaining it.
I think that a completely different book could be written about you know, the girl side of the story, how to get men. And I think there's probably going to be quite a lot of similar strategies, but I think the whole approach is going to be women quite different.
Do have a lot of similar things, certainly with like, you know, if like a woman's super needy, it's not that interesting, as in it's good to be mysterious and not too easy, because as in we didn't say about being mysterious, but like if they know everything about you straight away and it can be they already understand you, there's nothing left for them to try and work out. Like, you need to be slightly hard to work out. And it's the same with women, as in if women just turn up and they just, you just know everything straight away, it's not that interesting a game to play, trying to work out who they are and what makes them interested and stuff. And so they do a lot of these things, but kind of automatically by accident, because of they maybe have a lot of guys already coming after them. So they do kind of pull away because they've got too many people kind of thing. Or if it's a guy you are acting a bit needy, they'll start pulling away, which kind of does the capturing thing, you theory thing on you, because they're like pulling away. And so you try harder, and then that makes it even worse because of they're like getting away. But then that makes you more nuts as a guy, because you're like, oh, I've nearly got this thing. But then they're just getting more annoyed with you. And so they're doing like the reverse of it on you, but by accident, because they're actually not that interested in you kind of thing. So I think girls kind of do find themselves doing some of these behaviors already, just kind of on purpose. Well, not on, but by accident, the opposite of on purpose.
So what I think is, so basically following the steps of the book of how to approach a woman and how to seduce a woman, I think what the author actually does is they're presenting themselves as the most alpha male. Right, that's what you're doing. And because women are drawn to alpha males, and because that's pure evolutionary psychology. As a woman, if you have sex with an alpha male, your children are probably going to be stronger or more prone or better at survival. So it's probably the best strategy to have the children of the most alpha of the men you can find, or the most dominant men you can find, right? And so I think in the basis, what the strategy of the game does is presenting yourself as the most alpha male. And so what I'm curious about is, what would be the strategy for a woman? I can imagine that there are some of the steps that make men look like an alpha male would also work for a woman to be attractive to a man. But I'm actually curious to know
what
the goal would be for a woman. Because it's not going to be the alpha woman, right?
Because it depends. And some guys like having women that are like more kind of eye candy and are less sort of dominant, whereas other guys like women that are dominant. And like, certainly I can't handle women that like aren't very sure of themselves and don't have like stuff going on and like don't have opinions and things. So I would need someone like kind of more alpha, just because of, I think it's pretty boring when someone doesn't have like their own opinions and isn't very sure of themselves. But other guys maybe like that because they can be alpha themselves or whatever. So it depends on like what kind of guy they're trying to get. But I think like there's the whole, what like they say, the number one characteristic of an alpha male is the smile. And like, you should smile as you're entering a room, and that like, you just look together and fun, and that you're somebody, and like it just shows that you're confident. And if you sort of don't have that, it's if you kind of second guess yourself, you kind of approach someone with smile, but then you kind of go like, oh wait, am I doing this right? And you start looking nervous. It immediately kind of opens you up to the fact that maybe you're not quite comfortable doing what you're doing. And I think it's the same with a woman. If they kind of second guess themselves, you can see it. It depends as in the guys, and if someone's kind of already approached you, there's kind of already a sign that you should be like talking to them or something. So I don't know. It would be,
let's see if we can find a book that tells the different side of the story. How to pick up men as a woman.
Books for women to see like how to find love and things. I don't know if there's like one for just like how to pick up guys exactly. There probably must be.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Yeah, there must be. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't imagine there wouldn't be. All right,
I think go the overall biggest thing is just like the it's just kind of the rule of numbers, just going and doing it. As in, if you approach sort of 1,000 people over a month, you just get better and like more comfortable doing it, and you lose like the nervousness because it's just like a process. Versus if you try and read this as much as possible and approach like 3 women in a month, it's much more likely that the one way you approach like thousands, because you're just doing like 20 a day, like 50 a day, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like you're just going to have success because you just keep on doing it and you kind of learn what happens. And like, not everyone, even when you do have this, you still can't get everyone, because some people that you're just not right for, like some girls just really like a certain type of man, and you just won't fit that box, whatever. And you know, they'll also have boyfriends or whatever. And yes,
I think one of the key takeaways, the most useful takeaways for me, is the fact that we always overestimate how badly people might think of us, or we're too afraid of failing, which means that we're so afraid of not succeeding that we don't even try.
Yeah. So we like make ourselves fail by our fear of failing.
Exactly.
Which is really stupid.
Thanks. All right. Let's round it up. Our score for the book. One, how interesting was it? Did you enjoy reading it? And how useful did you find it?
Yeah, as in the first time I read it, I was like 8 or 9. And now that I've read some other things and like I know a lot more about psychology and stuff, I feel like it missells you on the book. And if it was just reading for entertainment purposes, it is still, I'd still say like an 8. But in terms of changing your life, how to pick up women and things, I'd give it more of like a 6. Mm-hmm. In terms of practical, useful things.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure there are way better books out there on how to approach women. So this is not a book that will teach you how to do that. It's going to help, but there are way better books out there. And so for me, from how interesting was the book, I would give it a 5, because I didn't find the book that interesting. I did find the book extremely entertaining. So it was like, I was almost sad it was over because of all the adventures. It was like a good sitcom show, you know, it was funny. I would say from the entertainment point of view, I enjoyed it. Like it was a 9 out of 10 as far as entertainment go.
Yeah, he's a good writer. And he keeps up the pace quite quickly. And I'm sure he could have written a book 5 times as long and all the stuff that he did in that time. But he really like condensed it and just kept like the absolute best moments of his like 3 years there to make it like pretty interesting. So yeah, he did a really good job on that.
Yeah. And then as far as usability in my real life or usefulness is concerned, I'm in a relationship for almost 6 years now, and I don't see myself picking up girls or seducing women too soon. So I would give it a 3, because I don't see myself using the knowledge I gained.
Well, there's some like transferable knowledge, like the just being more confident and smiley and
you're
taking
right.
chances.
Yeah. But it's pretty limited. I mean, I don't think I'll be able to. You have books who are like, you have to do this. And then they build like a whole argument for why exactly you need to have this one habit. It's going to change your life, right? Mm. In this book, they just say, smile, because that gives the impression that you're confident and you're strong, you're dominant. And so for me, it was like, I would have like... They could go more in depth on the smiling parts to convince me even more how useful it would be. And so I would find a book like that more useful. So it didn't really...
It doesn't drive any of its points home.
That's
what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's it alludes to a bunch of things and it never really fully explains them properly. It just sort of goes, oh, I made this technique and it was working and that was the next step. So it never kind of goes through a lot of things in super depth.
Yeah.
And to just keep the story more entertaining, which is nice, but not that useful. It's like a how-to book.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah, it was really interesting to read, having just read the last two books, to sort of see some of the like elephant in the brain stuff going on and bridges of me, what's actually making people happy. Mm-hmm. So I think it's been quite interesting. There'll be a lot of books that we read in the future that would tie into those. I think it would have been really interesting to have read Finite and Infinite Games before this, to be able to like talk about different sort of levels of games that you're playing and stuff, which we're not yet knowledgeable on because we haven't fully read that book yet. But I think that would have been a good one to read in the first set of things. But anyway, nice.
Very good. Let's round it up. So that was our discussion on the game. And for next week, we're going to keep our promise and we're going to discuss Invisible Women, which is an amazing book. But yeah, well, let's go into that next week.
Yeah, I've been super enjoying it. Definitely blowing my mind, that one.